Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. I'm Rod Hampton, glad to have you along for more inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world.
Hello, I'm Juliana Smoke. Today, find out how you can connect and share the love of Jesus with those serving in our military.
I'm John Graham, and does prayer really change things? Stephen Kendrick, one of the creators of the new film War Room, says yes. He joins us on today's Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later, we'll talk with a missionary who has followed God's call to go to a very difficult place in Africa to share the good news of Christ.
I'm Myrna Brown. Two sets of brothers make up the quartet Totally For Him. Hear how these young singers are bringing new life into this style of music.
Also today, Portland, Oregon church planter Clay Holcomb and backpack buddies on our missionary moment. All today on this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. When Colonel David Dodd retired, he started Point 27 as a ministry to help connect military units to churches. Let's get the story now from Juliana Smoke here on Life with Purpose Radio.
Many churches across the nation are connecting with men and women of the military and sharing Christ with them through a ministry called Point 27. This ministry was created as a way to serve, build relationships, and ultimately share Jesus with our military. Colonel David Dodd is the executive director for Point 27, and he joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you're retired after 27 years of service, and your experience over the years is that many people want to serve and connect with those serving, but don't know how.
That has been my experience. Most people want to do something. They would like to thank and encourage these young men and women. So that's what we've been able to do, is to create a bridge between the church and the military unit.
And how does Point 27 connect God's people with those serving in the military?
That's a good question. I'm able to maintain good relationships with different chaplains and commanders and military units across the world. And as needs arise, I'm able to then connect those needs with churches. And what we'll do is I'll pair a chaplain with a senior pastor or somebody that he designates within his church and let that relationship grow as tight or as loose as they would like for it to be. Some of the examples of these relationships have been very powerful, one of which is Prince Avenue Baptist Church right outside of Athens, Georgia. They have adopted 3rd Ranger Battalion, which is stationed down at Fort Benning, Georgia, and that relationship has become very close and, I think, a blessing for both organizations. Prince Avenue Baptist has actually purchased for this unit an item that we call Shields of Strength. And a Shield of Strength is a replica of a government identification tag, commonly known as a dog tag. And we engrave scripture on it. The verse that's on the is Joshua 1:9. Paraphrased, I will be strong and courageous. I will not be terrified or discouraged because the Lord my God goes with me wherever I go. Just a physical representation to a soldier who may be in Afghanistan thousands of miles away that there is a body of believers that's praying for them and that's grateful for the sacrifices that he and his family are making.
Hmm. And while on active duty, you shared more than 10,000 Shields of Strength dog tags. So you saw firsthand the doors that opened and the conversations that began by handing these tags out.
The receptivity of a soldier to receive something that he's very familiar with, that's a dog tag. I've seen it lead to conversations where a non-believer would want to know, who is this God? That's opened up an opportunity for many people to share the gospel with unsaved soldiers and for those soldiers to receive Christ as their Lord and Savior.
That's just so powerful. And you have a good bit of units that need to be adopted by churches.
You certainly do. A lot of people don't realize the fact that we are still very actively deployed. They are an environment where a soldier senses danger. He's thinking about what is really true in life, and he's asking hard questions, and they are open to receive the gospel. They are certainly open for a church to come around them and not only give them Shields of Strength, but to actually pray for them. A good example of a unit that was prayed for and came back with no casualties is a Marine battalion right out of Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, in Johnson's Ferry Baptist Church here in Atlanta. Adopted that unit, and they have a prayer team there that prays around the clock, and by the grace of God, every one of those Marines came home.
Mm. Wow. This is just a powerful ministry that you all are doing. How can we get more information on Point 27?
The best way is to go to our website, which is point27.org. We'd love to partner with anybody that has a heart for the soldier and the family.
Mm-hmm. We've been speaking with Colonel David Dodd, Executive Director for Point 27. Thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, and thank you so much for giving us an opportunity to share with you an opportunity for anyone, a church or an individual that would like to get involved.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio.
When the need is overwhelming, many tune it out. Around the world, there are men, women, and children who are starving because of war, drought, corruption, poverty, and natural disasters. This is where the body of Christ should be, bringing relief and the gospel to the hurting. Make a direct impact right now. Visit worldhungerfund.com. 100% of your donations go directly to feeding the hungry. worldhungerfund.com, an outreach of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Many of us feel there's so much more to life. Jesus offers us hope for every situation. All we need to do is ask. A change in your life is so easy to find. Learn more at findithere.com.
Thank you for listening and being a friend each week to Life with Purpose Radio. Some people may ask the question, does prayer really change things? Well, movie producer Stephen Kendrick answers with a new War Room movie as he talks with John Graham on today's Culture Connection.
It's hard to believe it's been 4 years since the Kendrick brothers released their last film, Courageous, and a lot has happened since, including a new film, War Room, which will release in late August of this year. My old friend Stephen Kendrick joins us today on the Culture Connection. How you doing, Stephen?
Doing great, John. Good to hear your voice, brother.
Man, it's been too long. Tell me, before we get into War Room, kind of what's happened and all of that.
After we made Courageous, and God had been working on our hearts to invest in the next generation of Christian filmmakers. So we went and talked to our pastor and said, here's what we believe God's leading us to do. And he said, I've saw this come and got no problem with it. So he said, let's do a service and we'll pray over you guys and let you launch out and do the ministry that God's called you to do. And we launched out as Kendrick Brothers Productions, and we had 85 churches in the Charlotte area work together to help us produce War Room. It's exciting.
And this film, War Room, I got to screen it a few weeks back and was just so blessed. Can you tell us a little bit about War Room?
War Room is a call to prayer. Like our other films, there's humor, there's laughter, there's tears. There is a biblical truths that are being communicated in a way that you can, that's safe for whole families to be able to watch. But we laid before the Lord, just asking God, what do you want us to make this next movie about? And he was very clear, call my people to prayer. And, so 2 years ago when we're working on the script and developing the storyline of this film, we didn't realize all that was going to be going on in the culture right now. But the timing, as this film is coming out in August, is perfect, because the church is becoming so burdened about our nation, about the direction we're going, about the condition of the church right now. And so this film follows a married couple that are struggling in their relationship. Both of them are professionals. They're neglecting their children. And she, as she's trying to sell a house for an elderly widow, she encounters this woman who has amazing answers to prayer on her walls. She's got a prayer room, which is her war room, where she does her battles first. And this lady says, let me mentor you, and I will teach you how to fight your battles the right way, using the right weapons.
When I watched it, I was squalling like a baby most of the way through the film. And as soon as it was over, I wanted to go immediately to my knees and get before the Father. So it's just such a powerful story. A little bit different than a lot of your films, this is a largely African-American cast, where other ethnicities were kind of supporting characters in your other films. It's obviously a conscious choice. Tell me about that.
No one could play Miss Clara in this film except a fiery, witty African-American woman. And so when people see the film, or even if you watch the trailer, you can see a little bit of her in the movie. There's just something about the passion and the wit and the humor of the African-American community that we just love. And so when we talked to Priscilla Shire, we were praying through who needs to play the lead in this movie, and she had never acted in a film before. We said, would you be interested in doing this? Because you have the passion, the heart of what we're looking for. And you, and she would take the platform that this movie would give her and use it to advance the kingdom. And things just began to fall into place. Or while the world is becoming more racially divided, we're seeing the church become more racially united. That we're seeing across denominational and racial lines, believers working together, praying over their cities, meeting and asking God to work in our nation, walking in love towards one another. And that's a beautiful picture of what Jesus prayed in John 17, that the church would be one, so that the world would know that the Father sent Jesus into the world. And so that is, that's not what we were pursuing. If you notice, we never talked about race in the movie. There's not really racial tension or, you know, in the film.
Sure,
it's
yeah.
just an authentic story that hopefully anybody can relate to.
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, if you look at it, it is communicating a picture of racial unity.
So the film releases when?
August the 28th. And people can actually go to warroomthemovie.com. And if they want to, their church or group or family could buy tickets and go see it early on Wednesday the 26th. And we recommend that people do that. You know, it'd be a great opportunity to see the film before anybody else in your city. And it is our hope, though, that churches will use War Room to call their people to prayer.
The movie is War Room, and you can find out more at warroomthemovie.com. And go ahead and begin praying now how God's going to use this film to change our world. Until next time, this is John Graham bringing you The Culture Connection.
Each week on Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you stories of people living their lives with purpose and caring Christians around the world. Our hope is that you are encouraged to live your life with purpose as you hear our stories. And if you can, take just a minute and send us your reactions, comments, and questions about today's program. Our email address is stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. Again, that's stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. You can also join our community online through Facebook. That's facebook.com/LWP Radio. Or follow us on Twitter at LWP Radio. Also, our free book offer is still available just for being a listener to the program. Go to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook to get the hardback devotional book called Words of Life from Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Once again, it's free at lifewithpurposeradio.com. Well, let's get back to our stories. Myrna?
Thanks, Rod. Two sets of brothers make up the quartet Totally for Him. How these young singers are breathing new life into quartet singing.
All right. Also ahead, the story of backpack buddies from Portland, Oregon, church planner Clay Holcomb of Trinity Church on our missionary moment. Before that, though, we head over to Ron Lawson in the Life with Purpose Radio studio for the story of Mission Uganda.
Thanks, Rod. God calls very special people to go to places and to reach out to specific groups of people, something that would be very difficult for most of us to even consider. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, talks with such a person, a missionary, called to reach out to a warrior tribe, an unreached group of people in Uganda, Africa, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Let's listen.
I am so pleased today to be speaking with Jeremy Taliaferro, who, along with his wife Susan, are international missionaries serving Uganda. Jeremy, thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be here.
Jeremy, I know you're originally from Texas and have served in international missions for about 13 years, 10 years being in the Amazon, and for the last 3 years in Uganda and Eastern Africa. Would you please let our listeners know how God has called you and your young family to minister to the people of Africa?
For me, it started when I was a teenager. I was at a youth camp in Glorieta, New Mexico, and during one of the messages, they were talking about international missions, and I just really felt like the Lord began to speak to me there. I was in high school, and I had some people that were discipling me, and they just told me to make your life about fulfilling what God's told you He wants you to do. And so as I went to university and as I continued throughout my life, I just basically focused my life on fulfilling the calling that He's put on in my life. And then I went as a journeyman overseas, which is a 2-year commitment, to just confirm that this is what God wanted me to do. And through that process, God definitely made it clear that this is what he wanted me to do the rest of my life. And so here we are. That's what kind of led us here.
Well, that's so exciting. Thank you so much for sharing that journey with us. We're so grateful for your commitment to Christ and your willingness to leave the comforts of home and to be on mission in a really tough part of the world. Can you describe for our listeners a little bit about your work and about the people group that you're reaching there in Uganda?
Well, our team specifically deals with people groups that are very remote, very difficult to get to. Most of the people groups that we get to are classified as unreached and unengaged people groups, which means that they are less than 2% evangelized and that no one is currently engaging that people group before we begin the process. And so that's kind of what our focus is, and there's a reason that these people groups are unreached and unengaged. They're usually in difficult places. There's usually violence in some of the places where we live. It's hard to get there. Languages are difficult. But we really feel like that God specifically has gifted us in such a way that we thrive in those types of situations and we enjoy it. And we're able to see God work in mighty ways in the midst of these people. The Karamojong are a melodic tribe, and they're a warrior tribe. And so outside of our doors, there are warriors walking around with weapons, and violence can erupt at any moment. But also, if you can get in and make friends with them, they're very genuine people. And they really do have a desire to have a better life and to have a relationship with their Creator.
Could you share a story where you have seen someone's life change through the power of the gospel as you interact with these wonderful folks? Tell us something about an individual that you've seen changed by the power of Christ.
I'll tell you about my gardener who comes and helps me work in my garden and where we raise our crops. I've known him. He's a real quiet young man. He didn't say hardly anything for the first year that I knew him. We were having some outreach, and we did some outreach in a nearby community, which he happened to be living in that community. And he came, and he was able to hear the story of the life of Jesus. And here you can't really just tell everybody to raise their hand if they want to follow Christ, because you'll have everybody will raise their hand, mm-hmm. but no one will actually make the true commitment of leaving behind their old life and following through after repentance and following Jesus. And so we ask for something that's a little bit more, something that they will have to require something of them. And so what we told them is that if you really are wanting to make this change in your life and follow the path of Jesus, then you come and talk to us tomorrow and come to our house and come and chat with us. And as soon as I woke up the next morning, Nalebe, my gardener, was sitting outside and he was just waiting. He wasn't working. He was just waiting for me to walk out the door. And he came and talked to me, and this is probably the most I've ever heard him speak. And he just said, I want to follow Jesus. I've never heard that story before, but this is what I want my life to be about. And soon after that, Nalebe went through a church planter training, and he's now sharing the gospel in nearby communities. He's being discipled by us as well.
That's fabulous. So the one who used to sow seeds in your garden is sowing seeds of the gospel.
That's exactly right.
That's so exciting. Tell us his name again so we can pray for him.
His name is Nalebe.
Nalebe. Thank you so much, Jeremy, for sharing that with us. That certainly warms our hearts, and we want you to know and Susan to know, as well as your sweet children, that we're praying for you, and we're thankful for your children, Victory and Memphis and Ember. Could you just tell us how we might pray for your family?
You know, our ministry really right now is mostly focused on discipling the few that have come to Christ, and so that we can multiply ourselves into others. And the work of discipleship is often complicated, especially when you're dealing with a different culture. And so sometimes things happen that wouldn't happen in our culture, and we don't know exactly what to do. And so we are always asking for people to pray for us in wisdom, that we would have the wisdom to be able to discern the situation culturally and know how to best lead these people into following Christ in a way that's life-changing for them and able to transform the lives of those that are around them. So just pray for our wisdom and guidance as we disciple new believers.
Amen. We certainly will do that, Jeremy. I've been talking with Jeremy Taliaferro, who with his family have been called to minister among the people of Uganda, where good news of Jesus Christ is needed so desperately. Jeremy, we love you and Susan and your children, and we'll be praying for you and the people with whom you're ministering every day. Thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you, Dr. White, and thank you to your listeners for their prayers.
For more information on Southern Baptist International Missions, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
Now on Life with Purpose Radio, Myrna Brown introduces us to the music and ministry of the brothers-based group, Totally For Him.
Carlos and Michael Harvey are brothers, and so are Dante and Jesse Edey.
It's y'all, it really hurts my heart,
four grew up in Georgia singing together in church, and together they are totally for him. Carlos Harvey joins us now on Life with Purpose Radio. Hi there, Carlos.
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing well. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, ma'am. My pleasure, and we are honored to be here.
Oh, the pleasure is all ours. When I think of a quartet, you know, I don't see you guys because you're young. And when I think of quartet singing, I think of a much older population.
Right.
But you're trying to change that, aren't you?
Right. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We call ourselves a boy band.
What's that mean?
It's just a group of youngsters that's bringing a new thing to traditional music. We believe that God is elevating us and giving us a platform to share that. We love it.
What do you like about quartet singing?
Oh, I've been around quartet singing all my life. My dad and Dante and Jess's dad was in a group together, and we just kind of like, you know, wanted to follow in their footsteps and do the same thing. But now we live in a day and age, and, you know, everything is so technology-driven, and it's just a different day. We're still doing what they've done. It's just in a different way, carrying on the same message about Jesus.
Tell us about this new project that you have.
It's not just a song. It's a message that we're trying to spread all over the globe and everywhere we go, telling people out of all that's going on, we need to figure out and learn how, by God's help, to love. And we was blessed to do it with Stan Jones, Doug Williams from the Williams Brothers. It's a phenomenal song, awesome message. The song is All We Need Is Love.
What do the older quartet members, those who have been, you know, singing this style of music for a long time, what do they think of what you all are doing, you the boy band, as you put it?
Well, when we get some places, you know, they sit back and look at first. They sit back, okay, what are these youngsters going to do with that? They ain't really carrying on the tradition by the looks of it.
Mm-hmm.
By judging the book by its cover, we're not finna come in and do no no good music.
Yeah.
So when they found out that we're doing music straight from our soul, it really captivates them. They're really amazed, and they have to tap into it after they finally, you know, we sing our first song. They're like, okay.
Mm-hmm. And I read that even though you want to bring in a younger generation, you still have deep respect for the older guys, so to speak.
Come on, put your hand right there.
Man, we do. I mean, we look up to a lot of them that paved the way. Canned Spirituals, Lee Williams, man, you name the Mighty Clouds, Williams Brothers.
Listen. Heartaches, I've had my share of heartaches, but I'm still here. Trouble, I've seen my share of trouble,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
but I'm still here. Bruises, I've taken my lumps and bruises, but I'm still here. Yes, I am. Loneliness, I've had my share of loneliness, but I'm still here.
Everybody that came before us, I mean, we still respect them, and they paved the way for us to be here today.
Yeah, great names. And when you all travel, when you're singing all over the country, what do the young people say? I mean, what is their reaction? What's their response? Your peers, what's their response to you?
Oh, wow. Believe it or not, it's a lot of them, especially where we're from, are beginning to be amazed. I mean, we've been doing this ever since we was kids. So to still hanging on and to be doing it and to be patient with it and not letting go is really kind of amazing to them right now, especially where we're from. from the people that's watching you and know where you come from and know your story, they're really amazing.
How long together have you been singing together as a group?
Together, we got real serious about it and wanted to be on the national level in 2008.
Carlos Harvey, tell us the name of the new single, please, one more time.
The name of the single is All We Need Is Love, and it's featuring Stan Jones and Doug Williams from the Williams Brothers.
We appreciated Carlos Harvey of the group.
Thanks much.
Totally for him. Totally for
yes,
him.
Ma'am.
I love that title.
Wow. Thank you.
And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Today's missionary moment takes us to Portland, Oregon, here on Life with Purpose Radio.
About 68% of the people in Portland claim no religious affiliation whatsoever. So when you talk about how do you do church, you can't just have a great worship service, you can't just have great talent. You have to rub shoulders with the people. We started at Duncan Elementary School in 2010. Well, we were a new church, they were a new school, everything was new to everybody. I was in the office one day, and they were discussing a program that they called Backpack Buddies. Backpack Buddies was an effort to provide meals for all the kids that were on free or reduced lunch, but they do it from the outside. The school doesn't provide that. Somebody has to come in and do it. And so they were discussing, well, how are we going to do this? And so I was just standing there. We hadn't even had our first service yet, and I said, well, we'll do it. And I thought in my mind, I thought, nobody's voted on this or anything, but we'll do it. And that was the first step that we had into the community. There was nothing that said Trinity Church on those backpacks for those kids. But in a place like Portland, where things like volunteerism are highly valued, it gave us a huge win with the administration and the parents and the PTA and the people that knew what was going on. It wasn't simply right place, right time. It was presence. We were there. I mean, I'm Facebook friends with the principal. We have conversation. You know, it's just, this is our lives. There's something to be said for the longevity and the credibility and the relationships that people form. And that's what that did for us.
For more information about North American and international missionaries, head to lifewithpurposeradio.com and follow the links under today's program date. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. We hope these stories have inspired you to live life with purpose, as you heard about Point 27, War Room the Movie, Mission Uganda, Totally for Him, and church planner Clay Holcomb in Portland, Oregon. Well, we hope to see you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose. And visit us online at lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.